It's Money and More with Mary Jo Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Interested in starting your own business? Here are some tips from Mary Jo on how to get started.
The first question is you have to decide what your structure is going to be like. If you want to be a LLC or a sole proprietor or a partnership, or if you want to make the giant leap into corporation. Like a sole proprietorship, it's usually a one-person owned company that you are responsible for all debts incurred by the company as well as all income. It's pretty simple tax-wise. We put you on a Schedule C, but it does have a lot of liabilities connected to it. So if your business has a lot of debt and you have to close the business down, you are personally responsible for those. But if you want to be an LLC, which is a limited liability company, where you're protected more, your personal possessions are protected more than they would be if you were a sole proprietor, or if you have more than one person involved with you and you're going to be a partnership. And we talk about those things and figure out what would work best for you. If you don't want to be a sole proprietor, you just say, I'm a business, we normally recommend you get a new identification number from the IRS called an EIN, and then you can go open up a bank account in your business name with that EIN. It's pretty simple. Because after you get the EIN number, we decide whether you want to be a partnership or an LLC or a sole proprietor. And if you're moving towards the LLC, which 90% of our clients move towards, we then have to do documentation with the state. We do something called a certificate of organization. It's a state filing we do online for you. It takes about 2 days for the state to process it. And then you have that with your EIN number and you're an official LLC. We also help you fill out forms called Articles of Operation that kind of dictates how your business is done. It's something tangible, so it says what kind of business you're going to run, where your offices are, if there's more than one person involved with the business, how you're going to dissolve it or keep it going, how you pay yourself. It gives you the right to open up a bank account. And it decides with your DBA. It tells you whether you want to have a DBA or not.
Reaching into your business account to take care of personal expenses, does that cause a problem?
We're used to our clients doing it. But what we do is we help you learn to separate it. We teach you, hopefully, that everything on your business account goes through the business, and everything in your personal account is just your personal life. We'll teach you how to do transfers. So if your business is making money and you want some of that money for your personal use, we show you how to transfer money from your business account to your personal account. I always tell my clients they can't expect to make money for at least 1 or 2 years. They should count on losing money. Not that they can't pay themselves, and we recommend that our clients pay themselves, because you're putting in a lot of work, and if you don't value your work enough to pay yourself, you can't expect your clients to value your work enough to pay you. We look at your books and we'll help you do things like cash flow projections and budgets, so you can figure out when you expect to make money, make sure you have enough money in your bank account to cover your current expenses, and hopefully have something left over that you can take to pay yourself with.
Is it a good idea to have family involved in your business?
I think that depends on the family and your relationship. Everybody has a flaky cousin or aunt or brother who says they want to work for you, and all they really want to do is hang out at your shop and entertain their friends. And if it's a restaurant or something, probably eat half your profits. So you have to figure out a way to build boundaries around those people and still keep family. Your family is the most important. We have been used frequently by clients to say, the accountants say you can't come anymore. We don't mind you using us to blame us for your decisions that you have to make about family. So if family becomes number one, we just make sure they don't bankrupt you. My concept always is, whatever business you have, that's what you do well. And I don't expect to be able to do what you do in your business. If it's cutting hair or fixing cars or running a restaurant, I can't do those things. Mm-hmm. But I can do accounting. And I would not have the ego that says that I can do all things as well as a professional. So I think a business person should be able to step back and say, I may be able to do an okay job, but if I want the job done where I'm maximizing my profits and minimizing my tax bill, doing a good planning for the future, then you have to go to professionals, whether it's us or another accounting firm. But I think you need to step back enough to realize that everybody can use some assistance. Our phone number at the office is 412-742-4345. We're at 700 River Avenue, Suite 233 on the north side. And our website is rsgaccounting.com. But you can email us, which is probably better. You can email us questions too at Mary Jo at Riverside Sales Group.
It's Money and More with Mary Jo Lincoln on Urban Media Today.